Today's date is July 7th. The time is 18:32. Present is Sergeant Dean and Sergeant Perry. Sergeant Perry, right before this, we discussed what this was, what this inquiry is over an incident that occurred in January of 2024 involving a disturbance at Brooks Brothers Brewery, or Burke's Brothers Brewery. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. I want to advise you that this is not an actual internal investigation. It's strictly an inquiry. However, all the rules still apply. You're required to be truthful with any statements you give and not to discuss anything that's discussed in here with any other officers or supervisors aside from Assistant Chief Plouch or Chief Minden. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The night in question, we discussed before we started recording the disturbance at Brooks Brothers Brewery. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. During that time when y'all were on scene and making arrest, did Captain, then Lieutenant Johnston, tell any of the suspects, or did you hear him tell any of the suspects not to make a statement to the police?
Yes, I did.
Okay, tell me what happened there, what led up to it, just the events surrounding that.
The information we got was that two individuals had started verbal disturbance, which became physical. I'm not sure of the name, but a witness came forward and showed us video footage that pretty much contradicted the stories that we had gotten from a few people. We were able to identify one of the guys in the video, who was the most aggressive assailant. We went inside, I believe it was me and Sergeant Strachner, went inside, placed him in handcuffs, and walked him back out to the front of a patrol car. After he had been read Miranda, myself and Sergeant Strachner began asking him questions pertaining to the incident. And Captain, then Lieutenant Johnston, walked up and informed him that he did not need to say anything and he needed to consult a lawyer. The guy then quit answering any questions we had.
Okay, and your body-worn camera was on at this time?
Yes, it was.
Okay, did Sergeant Strachner hear him make those statements?
He did.
Also, okay, how do you know that?
Because as soon as it happened, I believe, I'm not sure the exact wording, but Sergeant Strachner looked at me and asked if our lieutenant had just interfered with that.
Okay. Have you discussed this incident of, I'll refer to him as Captain Johnston since it's current right now, of Captain Johnston doing that with any other officers, supervisors, members of the department?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember who, or just specifically?
Officer Hastings, Shanna Hastings, had told me that it might come up.
Okay. When did she tell you that?
I believe it was yesterday.
Okay. Prior to that, had you told her anything about it? Do you have any idea how she knew about that incident?
No, I'm not sure how she knew about it. I mean, myself and Sergeant Strachner had talked about it right after it happened. I don't know who we had discussed it with. I think Sergeant Strachner told me that night he was actually going to say something about it. But then some other stuff came up with another officer that worked here, Officer Bennett, that same night, where he had to do a disciplinary action on Officer Bennett, I think it.
Okay, that was going to be my next question was, did y'all report what happened with Captain Johnston up the chain or anything, make any other reports or anything?
I don't think it ever got reported. Like I said, Sergeant Strachner told me he was going to report it. He was going to write a memo on it. That same day, the incident where, I believe it was the incident where Officer Bennett was late on another shift and then became belligerent with Sergeant Strachner when he said something. I think there was a couple times that he took disciplinary action against Officer Bennett. I'm not sure if it was that or if it was the one where he supposedly or allegedly slammed the door in Officer Kirkendall's face. But one of those occurred and I think that took precedent for him.
Okay. Did she have no idea how Detective Hastings found out that information? Did she just approach you out of the blue about that, or were
you... she had told me that something might come up. Because of some stuff that had happened at Burke. She didn't go into any detail because she told me it was possibly going to be an internal.
Okay. She didn't give you any kind of, she didn't tell you any kind of details or anything like that about what could possibly be causing the internal or anything?
No, she told me that Captain Johnson had just showed up, but she didn't say what happened while they were there or anything like that, and that she was going to... She told me she had reported it and filed a complaint.
Okay.
So she said it might open something, but she wasn't sure.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add or anything like that to any of this?
No. Okay. That's about all I can remember off of it.
Okay. All right. That's all I've got. I'll be ending the recording now. It is, we're ending the interview now. It is now 18:38.